With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
And no man, nothing,
take you out of my hands.
Nothing, nothing. What about when I get mad and I get discouraged and I get so mad that I cuss? That ain't no surprise. I'm working on you. That's why I'm holding on to you.
The stuff that comes up out of us, we like, oh, God, God's looking like, I know that. That's why you're mine. I already know that that damage has been happening. That's what's in you. I know that that damage is there. So that's why I declare that you are mine. I justify you. That's what salvation is about. He justifies us. He declares us righteous. He puts us in the position of righteousness. Now, in that position, now he works on our condition. Ooh, isn't that so good to know? Yes, Lord. He's working on my condition. What's my condition? I'm broke, broken. I'm damaged. Got a lot of bad habits that are still in me. Got a lot of old stinking thinking that's still in me. Got a lot of fear that's still inside of me. Sometimes that fear comes out as anger. Sometimes it does come out as a cuss word, but bottom line, God knows I'm scared. And my response all of my life when I'm scared has always been to display anger, and it comes out in profanity. You say, but I thought you got saved and he cleaned all that up. Yes, his new nature is in me. And now he's teaching me how to respond in the Spirit of God, to respond like him to all of this stuff in my life. A lot of that stuff, we call it a knee-jerk reaction. You know why we use that phrase? When you go to the doctor's office, they tap your knee and you jerks. And so for us, some of our life is that way. It's just our automatic reaction. Ain't even think about it. And so he's working on that knee-jerk so that instead of the tendency to always come out in anger or frustration or get scared again, that the knee-jerk turns to, yes, Lord. Okay, it's going to be okay. I trust you. And sometimes you go weeks and respond in peace and in faith. You go 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then something will tap that's from way back in the past that you done long forgot about. And it taps that area. And we slip back again and go, filth and a foul and a foul. And then you're like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out. But when you do that, he's not saying, now you got to start all over again. Okay, Lord, I receive you into my heart again. I get saved again. No, 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 no. You're his son, his daughter. And then he lets us into such wonderful insight as, I allowed that to happen so that you would see why I need to come into that area in your life. So that you will see that's part of you, you haven't surrendered to me yet. And I want to come and clean that up. Let me in there. Let me fix it up. My wife is an avid fan of HGTV. And one of the people on HGTV his name's is Holmes. And he comes in and he repairs people's homes that previous contractors and people have damaged, installed things wrong. Even sometimes the original builders of home have improper foundations and improper wiring and things that don't show up till 10, 15, 20 years later. I find that show to be one of the most inspirational shows on television, because what that man is doing in the natural is what is happening for many in the body of Christ today who are getting away from traditions and religion and discovering that the original builders in my foundation laid stuff down totally wrong. And now I'm in a season and place in my life where it's being exposed that just like we were talking about, what they told me, what they taught me, that wasn't right. That's why there's a crumbling happening inside of your emotions or in different parts of your life. That's why it's crumbling and falling apart, because the foundation was never right from the beginning. So God sends along, and I'm not boasting in myself, but God sends along ministries like Urban Life Church and pastors like me and my wife, sends us 800 miles away from our home and says, go to Harrisburg because there are some homes and hearts that need some repairs, and they need to be told some things. They need to have some things straightened out that they were told about me. They were taught that I'm fickle.
Fickle?
Yeah, they've been taught that when they're good, I'll live in them. And when they're bad, I'm leaving them. They've been taught that I give my spirit and I take my spirit out of them again. And I put it back and I take it away. They've been told that they must come up to perfection, flawlessness. Instead of knowing that I put my flawless perfection within them. Ain't that good?
Oh, my Lord.
That when I came into their imperfect, flawed, messed up house, I came in and I declared your house perfect.
But it's not, God. The plumbing's messed up. The electricity there and the roof is falling off.
He said, I came in and I said this. I pulled down the condemned sign and said, this is my house.
What?
This is my house. And now with the plans and the designs that I have for this house, I'm going to work.
Isn't that good?
Jesus on homes, ain't that good? Jesus working on my house. And sometimes, just like this guy does, he's going through and he's looking at all the damage that's been done and the things that people have gone through, and he's ranting and raving. And I see the Holy Spirit doing that to us. I'm just, look at this. They've been taught this foolishness about me. This is not who I am. I'm not fickle. I never told them that they weren't my children. I told them that no man can pluck you out of my hand. I told them I'd never leave them or forsake them. See, that's what the Holy Spirit's going through. He's ranting, he's raving. I'm tatted as up. I ain't never said that about them. That didn't come from me. So he's taking out pipes and ripping out wire. Ah, that's not me. That ain't what I said about you. And he's ripping it up, tearing it to shreds. And then he says, now here is where I am. He said, my peace I give to you. I'm here. And now with the decisions that you need to make in your life, just look for that same peace, the same assurance that you got that I'm in your house and I'm in your house to stay. And all the places that I find damage and things weren't built right, I don't run out of the house. Act like we got so much damage, it scares God. Ah, look at all this. Ah! Can you see God running out the front door of your house, out the back door? Ah, look at all this mess. No, no. He's like, I came in here fully expecting what I see. But here's the difference. See, we've been taught that we must keep the house clean and we must keep everything together. Here's the real understanding. Remember this the rest of your life. The real understanding is that he bought the house. You are not your own, his word says. You've been bought with a price. So you're already his. Damage and all, he already bought the house. That's enough to shout on already by itself. He already bought the house. So because he's already bought it, then it's all his. So when he walks into our basement, from the basement to the attic, secret places, things that are out front, doesn't matter. He says, it's mine. And I'm here to repair it. I'm here to fix it. That's what my peace is about. The peace, and always remember this, every time there's damage that's exposed in your heart and in your life, the peace and the assurance is God ain't leaving. That's not why it's being exposed. He's exposing it because he's there to fix it. He let it come out so that he can show you, I want to come in there. I want to fix that spot. I want to heal that. I want to repair that. Always have that assurance. Isn't that good, y'all? Come on, praise God today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this assurance today that you have spoken forth in this word. The assurance of your presence, the assurance of your peace, and how you lead us by that peace. The inner witness of the Holy Spirit, always making us aware that you are here. You're not here to condemn us. You're not here to put us down. Thank you, Lord God. But you're always present to assure us that we belong to you. And Lord, with the decisions that we have to make each and every day, we thank you for that same peace, the same peace that assures us that you're with us. And that relationship is solid. We thank you for that peace that's guiding and leading us and helping us with the decisions that we must make. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the assurance that's now coming to us concerning even the timing of our lives. Lord, we got a lot of decisions that are before us right now. As a church and as individuals, we've got a lot of decisions that are before us. And Lord, we depend right now upon that assurance, the assurance of your promises that you have spoken forth to us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you just say that in your heart right there now? I don't know what everybody's going through individually in your life, but would you at least start there? Lord, I've received this assurance, that peace, that I'm yours, you're mine. You haven't forgotten me. You haven't abandoned me. Thank you, Lord.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.